From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting 4,000 Iraqi troops began an operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The forces met stiff resistance Thursday as they advanced toward a group of villages southeast of the city. The troops came from two areas and created a pincer movement around the villages. By mid-afternoon, they'd seized four of them, but had not yet managed to control the whole area. Meeting in the shadow of the Brussels terrorist attacks, EU Justice and Interior ministers met and vowed to deepen joint intelligence gathering. They also planned to push through measures to share airline passenger information and step up the fight against terrorism. The meeting comes as Belgian authorities face growing criticism over security lapses, with more evidence of significant links between the Paris attacks in November and Tuesday's strikes in Brussels. Rob Wainwright is the director of Europol.
So I think this is a highly challenging time for us in Europe, and that the determined response of the security authorities, therefore, is focused on reducing that threat.
The Islamic State group released a video Thursday describing the Brussels strikes as a victory and urging its followers to wage jihad. A Republic of Congo general is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. General Jean-Marie Mokoko spoke to VOA's French to Africa service Thursday after Congo's interior minister announced in Brazzaville that Sassou Nguesso had won over 60% of the vote in Sunday's election, and thus no second-round ballot would be necessary. In a telephone interview, Mokoko said the results are falsified. There was no immediate reaction from the government. This is VOA News.